choosing the link that does not break. We got here by way of mirrors. 4, to be exact, and the order was no accident. First the corner, that room of misery, where you see yourself for the first time with no decoration on. Then the animal, whom we learned to call by his name without fear and without hatred, so as to evolve him instead of killing him. Then the friend, with the tares that grow beside him until they head, because it's the fruit, not the words, that reveals who someone is. And last, the craft of being here, right on the spot, planted in the only instant you truly have. 4 mirrors. 4 times you saw yourself with no way to lie to yourself. But if you've walked with me this far, you already know what no mirror is going to tell you. Seeing yourself is not the same as holding yourself up. You can know yourself by heart and still collapse. What's missing is the decision. The real one. The only one. Let me tell it to you from where I understood it, which is where I understand almost everything. From a job site. When you want to raise something that will last on bad ground, and nearly every ground worth building on is bad, soft, shifting, made of fill, you cannot rest the foundation on the first firm layer that shows up, because that firmness is borrowed. It holds until it rains. The honest engineer does something else. He drives piles down, cuts through the mud, and does not stop until he hits the stratum that will not give. Bedrock, what was there before you and will still be there after. The foundation does not rest on the ground you see. It rests on what lies beneath the ground. That is, word for word, the debt I left you in the chapter on the friend, when I told you in passing that a foundation, however hard the ground looks, must sit on structures of greater strength, and I promised you that wasn't that day's subject. Today it is. Today I pay the debt. Because my whole life I looked for support in the top layer. In the friend who handed my compliment back to me. In the round of drinks that confirmed me. In the validation of people who had never beaten their own fears. In my own ego, the cheapest flatterer of all, because it charges no cover. We already saw how that ends, the day you load your full weight onto it. The staff breaks. The chain always snaps at its weakest link, and I spent years forging chains out of borrowed links. That's why the question that closes this book isn't how to find stronger links. It's simpler and more terrible. Does a link exist that never breaks? A support that isn't a staff. One that, when you set the entire weight of a life on it, does not give, because it isn't made of you, or of anyone who could ever fail you. Here I have to weigh every word, because I'm standing on the ground where this book slips the most. I haven't come to sell you an answer. I've come to confess mine. For me, that firm stratum, that bedrock beneath the mud, is the divine approach. I don't say it as a verdict or a doctrine. I say it as someone reporting the result of a long, badly designed experiment that was me. This isn't a religious book. It's a book of philosophy and of being, but I already confessed it to you with Nicodemus, and I won't take it back. I, particularly, am a believer. I think I always have been and always will be. And the one choice that turned out, in my whole history, to be truly wise was choosing him. With God, everything. Without God, nothing. When a saying from my homeland that I heard as a child, without understanding it, and understood as an adult without meaning to. If your rock carries another name, I haven't come to argue you out of it. I only ask of you what the job site demanded of me, that you not look for it in the top layer, that you dig down to something that doesn't depend on your strength or your luck to hold you up. Look closely at the verb, because the whole chapter is hidden inside it. Choose, by way of elect, comes from the Latin eligere, ex legere, to read outward, to set apart by reading, the same gesture as telling wheat from tares by the head of grain. And decide comes from decidir, from kedir, to cut. Deciding is cutting. Every true decision amputates the menu. And here is my quarrel with almost everything they call freedom today. We were sold free will as an endless restaurant menu, an infinite scroll, and we gave that paralysis dressed up as abundance the name freedom. No, having every option open forever is not being free. That is the industry where the future self works, the kingdom of I'll do it tomorrow. Free will is the act of cutting toward one single thing. Not a menu, a cut. And of all the possible cuts, the one that holds me up is not choosing this or that. It is choosing the light. Choosing God above all things. Not as one more option on the list, but as the cut that orders the whole list. Don't misunderstand me, because it's easy to hear. This is not the grace that falls on a sleeping man, nor the muscle that lifts on its own. We already said it. Rebirth is co-creation, a contract of two parties. God fulfills his part with the divine strength of letting you wake up every day, the raw gift of one more day, the wind that blows where it wishes. But it's you who has to act. You who cuts. You who sets the weight on the pile and not on the staff. That's why Nicodemus's rebirth wasn't a bolt of lightning. It was night, then a half step, then full light. Is being renewed in the gerund. And that's why choosing God isn't a signature you stamp once. Either. It's a decision you practice every morning, with the same humble tools you already know. The ones I learned to call decisions of light. Listening to yourself instead of listening to whoever doesn't matter. Naming the fog. Deciding today. Not tomorrow. And repeating. The difference is that now the weight of those acts no longer rests on you alone. Trembling, it runs down the pile to the rock. You choose, and you don't carry it all yourself. That is the link that does not break. Not because you turned into steel, but because you finally tied yourself to something that doesn't depend on your strength to hold you up. And let me bring it down to earth, because bedrock doesn't live in some abstract sky. It lives in a kitchen. It shows itself to me in Sarahi. When the day comes in crooked and her calm doesn't give, not because she's faking it, but because she's sitting on something deeper than the day's mood. It shows itself to me in Ivania, in that faith children have in you before you've earned it, which obligates you to earn it, in my children and in all my family. And I want to leave a thank you apart, with a name attached, to my niece Nancy. Some time ago, when my mother fell ill, she wrote me a letter that named in me a property I had never recognized in myself, that of being someone capable of offering attention and of caring for others. She handed me back a sense of belonging I never believed I had. I was missing attention. I was missing inhabiting myself, but which, according to her, had always been with me. You don't need sharp eyes, or much learning, or to wait for the last step of the staircase, to discover that the most important thing already lives inside you. I won't hand you the conclusion. Go find it yourself. Inside yourself. The key is in sensitivity, in observation, in care, in cultivating yourself. That letter, without meaning to, invited me to write this book, not for her sake, but for mine. It shows itself even in the lab, in the small hours, when something finally works and I catch myself giving quiet thanks to someone who isn't on the project's org chart. Choosing the light didn't get me off the job site or take away the bad ground. I'm still raising things on mud, like everyone. It only changed where I rest the foundation. And that difference, invisible from the outside, changes everything on the inside. So here the map ends and yours begins. You've already seen yourself in the four mirrors. You can no longer say you didn't know. What's left is the one act no book can do for you. To cut. To choose. Not tomorrow. Today. I cannot dig for you, and I wouldn't even if I could. A borrowed foundation is just another staff. But if, in cutting, you feel that you are no longer carrying alone the weight that used to bend you, then you found the link. Think, and guard your thoughts. Decide, and guard the direction of your cut. Choose the light, and let it hold up what you no longer have to hold up alone. You arrived here an individual. You become a man the day you know what rock you're standing on. And the rock, if you believed me at least this much, was never you, but it never left you alone, either.